If you were thinking about going for a hike in the woods this weekend, you might not pay that much attention to some of the plants along the way, but some of those plants could be delicious. WSHU's Craig LaMolt went for a hike in Greenwich with Michelle Spinet and Steve Conaway of the Greenwich Land Trust. Both of them are devoted foragers.
It means looking at your surroundings in a different way and seeing weeds as potential food sources. For me, it's cultural. I don't have a background studying conservation or plants, but my grandmother grew up in Italy, and so I used to go in her garden with her, and she used to point out plants and tell me, oh, you can eat this, and this has medicinal value. And so that's kind of where my love for foraging came. This, what we're looking at right now, is purslane. It has a lot of vitamin C and vitamin A, and you can eat it in your salads.
Purslane's a succulent, low-growing plant. You'll find it growing underneath the other vegetables in the garden often, and it'll cover the ground almost like a mat.
You can actually try some.
Sure, okay. Well, that's pretty good, actually.
Right? It's not bad. A lot of people put it in soups, like a gumbo or something, because it sort of like okra, how it has that quality. What would you consider that?
As a thickener, maybe?
Yeah, it's a thickener.
Okay.
This one, if you want to just to try it. This is wood sorrel. A lot of times people think it's clover. It's not.
And what would you use wood sorrel for?
You can add it to soups or salads. It has a lemony bite to it, right?
That's really surprising. It's like, yeah, there's like a citrus flavor to it.
It's like the ending note is just this really lemony thing. Some people add it to lemonade. I mean, you can find this anywhere. In your backyard,
yeah.
In the woods, downtown Stamford. I mean, it's everywhere.
I think there's a lot of fear about doing this kind of thing, about going out into nature and just picking stuff and using it for food. And it's actually justified fear. I mean, there's a lot of things out there in your own backyard, maybe, that are really kind of poisonous. And if you don't really know what you're doing, you could do some damage.
I think it's about starting small, you know, identifying a few plants at a time and working your way through it.
What are good resources for identifying plants out in the wild and knowing whether or not they're okay to eat?
There are a lot of field guides that you could use. You can go with an expert forager. And then when you really start to forage, collect plants that don't have any known poisonous lookalikes. There are no poisonous blueberries. Wood sorrel, you're good with. Dandelion.
Everybody knows
Everyone
a dandelion.
Knows dandelion.
What do you do with dandelions?
What I like to do is I take the flowers in the early spring and I'll batter them and fry them, and you can eat the flowers. You can also take the greens when they're young, and you can cook them with olive oil and garlic. That's what my grandmother used to do. That was probably one of the first wild edibles that I ate.
So here we have the rosette of garlic mustard. You can make a pesto out of it, and it's an incredibly aggressive, invasive weed. So the more you can pull out of the ground, the better, from our perspective.
Describe the leaf for me here. What are we looking for when we look for this?
I think that you would call this reniform, so it's kidney-shaped. Early on in the season is when you're going to have the best flavor out of it, and that's true for a lot of these greens. You're going to collect them in the springtime when they're most tender. When you're foraging, especially in a natural landscape like this forest here, you really have to take into consideration, first of all, whether you're allowed to harvest anything on that property, if it's public or someone else's private property. And you want to be very responsible about how you harvest so that you're not completely depleting a plant population there or disturbing the area so much that you end up causing more problems. Right here, there's an invasive plant that's extremely detrimental. This is Japanese knotweed. So I believe this plant is used as a pretty common vegetable in Korea, and the hollow stem will sort of pop when you break them. So in the spring, this is a terrific cooking vegetable.
And look at these berries here.
I am holding wine berries right now.
They look like raspberries.
They are related to raspberries, but they're not native. They're just as delicious.
I'm going to taste one of
these. Yes.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
If they're easy to pull off, then they're ripe.
It's like there's candy growing on this bush.
I think this is the official moment that you turned into a forager.
I think I found my my foraging happy place.
That was WSHU's Craig LaMolt with Michelle Spinet and Steve Conaway of the Greenwich Land Trust. You can find photos of the plants they tasted as well as a recipe for pesto using garlic mustard at our website, WSHU.org.